Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Hi, this is Justin, your host. Welcome to Millions Podcast, an in-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. So, today, I have with me Mr. Patrick Santi.
Hello.
And Mr. Daniel San.
Sup?
Damn, Dan.
We will be talking about how to get a loan and why.
Parang Miss Universe yata yung dating mo. So, Miss Philippines, how do you get a loan and why?
If that was me, we would win, man. Okay, so, Mr. Francis.
Yes, yes.
You are with Leverage.
Contestant number one.
You're with Leverage, and Leverage is
a bridge financing company.
Bridge financing, but you also cater to business loans, yes.
Definitely business loans. Business loans.
So, why do people get a loan? And for you, why? What is a good reason for people to get a loan?
Let's compartmentalize everything first.
Okay.
So, what is a loan first?
What is a loan?
Ano ba?
Daniel, what is a loan?
Let's just have a guess natin ngayon kung ano ba talaga ang loan.
Loans would help you keep things going. Okay. Of course, the catch is you have to pay back the loaning firm with interest.
Uh-huh.
So there.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends. It depends actually.
That's why I was gonna bring up that.
In some situations.
Paano utang na loob? Meron ka utang na loob?
Yeah.
Ayo.
Pero intangible eh.
Tangible. Paso ko intangible at intangible na utang pala ba? Yes, yes. That's we know something now.
First of all, diba, they don't have enough capital. Uh-huh. Pero for other people who have the capital but they want to increase their returns, so uh-huh, ginagawa nila is rather than using up their savings to pay off an investment, parang a portion of that would come from loans.
Uh-huh.
And so, what would happen is eventually, pag yung investment nila nag-pay off, mas malaki yung overall return nila versus if they used up full cash on something.
About you, Mr. Patrick?
Likewise kay Daniel.
Oo.
Ganun natin siguro sa akin para sa akin. I think it's a great opportunity for someone who wants to borrow money.
Aha.
Ikaw,
may utang ka ba?
Ako?
Mm-mm.
Wala akong utang. Siguro sa family ko, marami yung utang. No? Education, pagkain, di ba?
Nako.
Utang.
Sisingil ka na ba?
Hindi pa nung sisingil. Sa magtrabaho ka muna.
Malaki na interest niya, pare. Wala bukas sa interest.
Okay, so, loaning is good, right?
It depends. It's a double-edged
sword. It depends.
Sword.
Okay, so, why would you get one? Ikaw, when you were starting up your business, did you ever felt the need to get a loan?
Oh, yeah, I did. Since yung college tayo, pare. Actually, nangutang ako before.
Okay.
Nangutang talaga ako. Kaya tagaw ko sa pangalang M yung isa. Yung isa din, M din.
Oh, M&M.
Oh, M&M, pare. Yung isa M, pare. Yung isa M, hiniram ko ng 5,000, bro.
Okay.
Which really helped me in really bad times.
Mm-hmm.
The other M brought me to bad times, bro. What's the reason why?
Okay.
To bad times.
Mm.
So, it really depends. So, a loan can really put you in really good times, or it can really bring you to really bad times. So, yun nga. Basically, you get a loan in order for you to increase your purchasing power. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you want to get a loan, because you want to increase your purchasing power. Why do you want to increase your purchasing power? Like, for example, sabihin natin, ang margins mo is 10%. On any item, you make 10%, bro.
Okay.
Sabihin natin yung item cost 100 pesos. 10% nun, kita mo. So, 10 pesos yun na.
Aha.
Diba? What do you call this? Sabihin natin na puhunan mo, 1,000 pesos lang.
Mm-hmm.
Magkano kinita mo pag nabenta mo yung 10 items yun? Kasi 100 divided by 1,000 divided by 100. 10 items. So, magkano kinita mo sa 1,000? 100.
Mm.
So, sabihin natin, pinuutang kita ng 1,000 din. Sabihin ko sa'yo, ang interest is 3%. Magkano kinita mo? 70. Pero hindi mo pera yun, di ba, bro? So, pag pinahiram kita ng 10,000, magkano babayar mo sa akin? 300. Tama ba? Magkano kinita mo?
700.
Pero mo yung ginamit. Pero ako, di ba?
Yeah.
So, kumita ko ng 700. Eh, kung pera mo lang lahat ginamit mo, hanggang 1,000 ka lang, kinita mo lang 100.
Mm.
Pero sa akin, with my help, eh, tripled, even quadrupled your profits.
So, it's a partnership.
No, it's not a partnership. Kasi we're sharing risk if it's a partnership.
Mm.
But remember, whatever happens to your business, you're going to pay me.
Otherwise.
Mm. Otherwise. It's either with utang na loob or your life.
Don't quote us on that.
Life debt.
Oh, but I've always heard the term na, why would you use your own money if you can use someone else's, right? I mean, kung may funds ka man, even if you did have the funds, let's say you have enough money naman for what you're trying to buy or what you're trying to sell, eh, may opportunity kang mag-loan. Would you rather loan or use your own money? I mean, yeah, the risk is higher.
Mm-hmm.
But if you use someone else's money,
the reason why I would the reason why I would save up is to leverage on it more. Because the more money I have, the more money I can borrow. Always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The more money you have in the bank, the more you can borrow money.
It's your worth.
Yes. Because there's also a limit in terms of how much you can leverage. So, sabihin natin sa bank, maximum 1 is to 10. So, basically, if I'm earning 1 peso, the bank can lend me up to 10 pesos, something like that.
Laki naman dun.
So, yun, depends nga. It depends, case-to-case basis. And there is appetite, diba?
Kalma lang, kalma.
Kasi remember, the more money you lend me, the more money you make as well as a banker.
Yes, okay. So, how would I get a loan if I was a small businessman?
If you're a small business, usually if you're going to the banks, it will take you 3 years.
Three years?
Yes.
Totoo ba yan?
Yeah.
If I...
Hindi, puto sa... Tutut! Pati si puto sa ganyan. Siyempre, we can't disclose eh. Baka MTRCB tayo dito or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But basically, you can go to your websites and check it out kung ano yung mga banks yun. But basically, usually you need to have at least 3 years. Kasi remember, banks are conservative. They can only, due to BSP requirements and all that, they have these requirements that they can only lend it to these kinds of individuals. Now, with these kinds of credit ratings already.
Antagal
so, may guidelines. So, by the time na you're already there, it means that you're already stable. You're already matured enough for the banks to cater to. Did you know? Funny, ano lang to, FYI. Alam ko kasi sinasabi. Eh. But
hold
basically, FYI, did you know sa banks, if you're married and all that, you get a higher credit score, credit rating.
Bakit? So,
pakasal na tayo.
Papakasal na.
It shows maturity. It shows maturity to everyone.
Okay, maturity.
It's being you're responsible now.
Yeah, being responsible
you're
and all
committed.
That.
Yeah.
Because remember, when you're single, you try to spend more and all that.
Kasi you focus on yourself.
Yeah, you spend
it.
Parang ano lang eh, pataasan ng ihi, di ba? So, you buy more expensive cars. Pero pag naging ano ka na,
you be more practical.
Yeah, you're more mature with your spending. Hindi ka na nagsasabi, two nights, di ba? Mature ka na, weekend na lang.
Sunday nights na.
Sunday mornings na, bro.
Sunday morning.
Ganun ka na, bro. Wala ka na sabi, two nights, man.
Hindi ka na single every night.
Oh,
so, yeah. Is that your only option? You're trying to get a loan, banks? Because, I mean, it looks very unrealistic.
Yeah, well, you do have like the other better options like leverage or
yes,
like the groups.
Yes.
Stuff like those.
Or kung desperado ka na yung iba, diba?
No, pawn shop
eh.
Oh, saan lang mo yung kidney mo, pwede rin. Gusto mo, diba? Saan na yun?
Risky nga lang.
Tatahi lang ulit ko lang. Pero baka mamatay ko kasi baka nagkapalit ang kidney mo.
Hindi pala sa hey yun. Oh. Okay, so...
Baka
natubusan na ibang tao yung kidney mo.
Iniisip ko silang tao, pag hindi sa banks, it means it's a higher interest. Pag nanggagaling ka sa mga loaning companies or kahit yung mga sinasabi nating informal loaners, yung mga nababalita ngayon sa TV Patrol.
Yeah.
Mga nakamotor. I mean,
yung mga pag hindi ka nakapagbayad, tatapusin ka.
Oh, like, hindi lang yun. Yung matataas yung interest, they go up to 15% to 20%. Tapos, ang late fees mo is 1% per day. Pero, is that a good opportunity for a small, like, oh, sari-sari store ka lang, wala ka namang good credit.
Yeah.
Paano ka makaka-loan?
Well, I would suggest, pag-ipunan mo muna, then, Don't go to ano. Kasi may yet take sa 5-6. Malulubog ka dun eh. Malulubog ka naman.
Pala yung term.
So you start with savings.
Yeah, start with saving first. Then once you have enough savings, you can go to other ano eh, other lending institutions. Still higher than the banks, but still better. Kasi yun official eh. Mm. They're regulated. Di ka naman nila basta pabayaan ang ganun-ganun natin.
Tayo sa leverage, right? Oh. We
alaga natin kliyente. Siyempre, love tayo eh.
Yes, kasi para sa, actually ako,
sa doon natin, mahal ng mga kliyente natin eh. Kaya di namin sila sinisiyo, binibigyan pa rin kami. So, di na, okay na. Hindi, ito, friends, okay na. We love our lives, diba? Isa ka pa na, diba? Binayaran ka na, binigyan ka pa ng wine, binigyan ka pa ng chocolate. Diba? Binigyan ka pa ng round trip sa Batanes.
Ah, you take care of your customers.
That's the perks of lending money, right?
Yeah, they take care of you as well. You take care of them, they take care of you. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Ano na yun, diba?
Kutuhan mo ko, kutuhan
kita. Okay, so, when is the best time to get a loan?
The best time to get a loan? Don't get December.
Bakit?
Ang dami yung mahiram eh, kasi payroll yun.
Okay. Yung 13th month pay.
Yeah, yeah, maraming nungutan ng December kasi, diba, syempre, dami spending. Don't also get on June, pagpasokan. Yeah. Kasi dami yung mahiram noon that time. So, to request for loan, matagal. Get siguro yung mga ano, low season. Parang, ano na yun, parang travel agency or travel ticket, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Go to the low seasons. Kasi pag low seasons, they tend to lend more to, they're more lenient to lend.
Parang a weird, no? Supposedly, December is like a month where they get their bonuses and all. Tapos doon pa sila mismo, doon pa tumataas yung rate ng borrowing. Eh, di ba dapat meron nga silang supposedly pumbayad?
Because it's year end.
Kasi they have a bonus.
Yeah, oh.
Interesting.
Tama. Ganun talaga eh. It's...
I mean, mas maintindihan mo yung ano eh, yung January. Kasi after nila, ubusin yung bonus nila. Wala silang pera to start the year.
Where can you usually get a good deal for your loan?
For your loans? Where do you... it depends what kind of loan your loan is. Business loan.
Leverage.
Leverage talaga. Walang ways. Diba?
So, we're very competitive.
Oo, pare.
I mean, for people who checked out our website, you would know.
Pare, actually, hindi lang dahil sa leverage. Because of the people within leverage.
Oo naman, we...
Tago sa pangalang, Justin, Dudes, Jay,
yes,
diba?
We take care of our clients.
Dun yung mga, actually, yun yung sikreto. May secret sauce mo doon, pare.
It's a secret sauce.
Secret. The reason why there's very successful so those people. You know?
Yes.
Yun na naman yun.
Okay, I think that wraps us up. So, any other points you want to say? To share?
Questions?
Mga utang na loob nyo, gusto nyo bang i-share?
Isang question. Okay. Di ba yung mga ibang... kasi di ba, there are those business people who manage short-term and long-term loans. So will our listeners like be able to take on that kind of plan? Like, could they take on that kind of plan, or is it only for people who have really, you know, large?
No, it depends talaga. It depends on your need talaga. Depends on the cash flow and all that. You can say definite na lahat kailangan na long term loan some of you. Kasi what if, for example, short term lang yung need mo, then long term yung loan mo, you're paying excess interest, you're waste of money. But you want to be efficient. You match it with what you really need talaga, diba? So yun lang naman yun. All right.
Patrick, any more questions?
Just like buying a car.
Okay.
Like, what's the best for buying a car? Loan ba? Or savings na lang? Kasi sa insights ko lang naman, I think paying with cash removes of having a loan. Diba, walang hassle eh. Walang hassle monthly payments, no dealing with a lender. I think you just write a single check and the car is yours. Free and clear. Anong sagot mo din, Francis?
If it depends on how big your income is eh. Kasi pag kunyari, if you save up before you get to ano, get to the level na gusto mo talaga, baka mahal na yung car eh. Kasi inflation eh. So lugi ka pa rin, diba? So I'd rather get a loan than save up. Kasi by the time, baka yung savings ko, wala na value. Yan yung problema. You also need to consider that.
I see. Does that answer your question?
Okay, yeah.
Alright, so Thank you everyone again for listening to our episode today about loaning. I am your host, Justin. I am with Daniel and
Patrick,
together with Francis Dolohan. This is Millions and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.